We all have some problems with sleep. More precisely, some of us have problems with not being able to wake up. Sometimes we walk around like zombies when we wake up and we're on our way to work or when we're on the way to school. To be productive while we're awake, we need to arrange our sleep better. So what is the solution? If you're saying, I don't want to walk around like a zombie either, I think there's an example from about 1400 years ago that we should examine. What's that? It's from our prophet. Allah gave our prophet the most accurate information via Jibreel so that we can follow in his footsteps. And there are some things that our prophet told us about sleep. So maybe the reason why we have problems is because we don't know how our prophet slept. We don't think about this and we want to choose our own way. I have gathered some scientific information as well as the lessons of our prophet about sleep. Here's the importance of this lesson, guys. If I tell you that you will live 60 years, for example, if someone says that you're going to live an extra 6 years, everyone would probably want this. Think about it. We live in a world where serious investments are made into anti-aging. There's a formula for you to live 6 more years. Maybe we'll realize the many things that we do are wrong. I think we'll move on with our lives much more efficiently after this video. Think of a person who lives to the age of 60. The first 10 years are the childhood period. So let's remove this part because we're not aware of much then. In 50 years, if you sleep 8 hours a day, you will spend 1/3 of your life asleep, which is a total of 16 years. People are shocked when they hear this data for the first time. If you want, you can take a calculator and check it for yourself. If I sleep 8 hours a day, that means I have slept for 16 years. It's hard to even imagine that. Think of that total over 365 days. We are surprised when we hear about the Ashab al-Kahf, but we sleep 16 years, which is also quite long. 16 years! Where does it go? You open and close your eyes, and 8 hours have passed. What's in between? Nothing. You have dreams, but you don't remember them most of the time. You closed and opened your eyes. What happened? 8 hours. Gone. What happened? 16 years have gone by. Of course, the result isn't let's not sleep. We have to sleep. It's a need like food and water. But you can train your body. You can train your body about sleep. Let's say you take away 3 hours of sleep. What do you gain if you sleep 5 hours a day instead of 8? You gain 6 years and 2 months. As I said at first, do you want to prolong your life? 60 years becomes 66. This is the first formula. We will show you another way of prolonging your life later. What can a person do in 6 years and 2 months? Think about it, guys. What can you contribute to your life in 6 years and 2 months? Especially when you are young, it passes like a race. Especially up to the age of 30. People work for their careers. Some people make it to good places and some fail in college exams. If a person can establish sleep training, especially in the early years, they can progress in this race of life much faster. First of all, let me talk about one of the mistakes, how we set our sleeping pattern. Okay, here I'm going to sleep 7 hours a day. I will sleep for 7 hours. We condition ourselves. Monday, yes, very good. Tuesday, very good. Wednesday, super. Thursday, okay, I guess. Friday, we are doing great. Saturday, very good. Can I sleep in? It's Sunday. So saying, can I not sleep in till 11? And when you sleep until 11 a.m., you are disrupting the sleeping pattern that you have accustomed your body to. If you make Sundays like any other day, whether you're going to read a book or whatever you're going to do, are you going to spare more prayer hours on Sunday? I'm saying this because you don't go to work. If you carry on waking up at the same time, you won't go out like a zombie when you get up on Monday. You start out feeling very active and good, become lazy and can't be bothered. One of the biggest reasons for laziness results from sleeping disorders. When we examine the most successful and productive people in the world, we see that they go to bed at 10 p.m. and get up at 4 a.m. or have a routine like 2300 hours to 500 hours. When you hear this, you might say, but I can't go to bed at 10. Then try and be active. Go out and get tired during the day by playing basketball and doing sports. Make sure to get so tired that you fall asleep at 10. When someone forces themselves to stick to this routine for 2 to 3 days, they will eventually get used to it. After hearing how our prophet slept, you'll see that the most successful people in the world follow the example of our prophet without realizing it. There are various answers to this question. So how many hours should I sleep? It is not the same for everyone. 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours are considered ideal sleep times, friends. We can even say this. Someone who sleeps 5 hours a day can say, I'm getting good sleep. Sometimes someone who sleeps much more, like 8 or 9 hours a day, can't get enough sleep. Don't think if I sleep longer, I will get enough sleep. It's not like that. But I can't say that 5 is enough or that 7 hours of sleep would be better for you. We all have different metabolisms. The oxygen levels are not the same in the places we live. When you go to a forest, less sleep would be enough for you. The situation depends on the area you live in and your metabolism. But above 7 or below 5 may not be productive for you. Of course, this is not always the same, as the time of the Isha prayer is not always the same. It is also not recommended to go to bed without performing the Isha prayer, as you may not be able to wake up. That's why you can change these times according to yourself. You can change it to 10, 11 accordingly. I'm telling you that the most productive sleeping time is between 11 and 2 at night. You might be saying, that's exactly when I'm awake. I go to bed at 2 or something like this. Those are the hours when people benefit the most from sleeping. This is the information that has been researched and confirmed. There's a nap in the afternoon known as siesta. We know this as Kailula, which is a prophetic method. Half an hour or 20 minutes of sleep like this increases a person's productivity. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, used to sleep after Isha prayer and would wake up at around 2 or 3 a.m. to perform tahajjud, the night prayer, and wouldn't go back to sleep. Of course, our Prophet used to sleep in the Kailula nap period at noon. There's also information about Kailula that says, when you do Kailula for half an hour, you can stay up for 2 hours a night. So you're making a profit of 1.5 hours. Sometimes friends say, brother, if we do Kailula for 1 hour, would it be 4 hours? That is not the case. Half an hour, no more. Think about it. All the information and advice about sleep that our Prophet gave us 1400 years ago now emerges as information about increasing productivity that scientists call naps. As I said, this is something that can vary from person to person. For example, our Prophet's sleep training method that he applied to Safwan bin Mu'attal is suitable for his nature. He says to him, you are to be the last to collect the caravan and come, which was said according to his nature. 5 hours may not be suitable for some people. For example, we see our Prophet's gradual education in Omar. We say that he is preparing him for night prayers. This is a gradual education. You know, you can't be expected to change in one single day. Instead, you will get accustomed to it over time, and you can slowly bring it to the frequency you want. It will result in an opportunity that will allow you to live 6 more years, especially if you calculate earning 1.5 hours daily with the half an hour Kailula nap, you will make quite a profit from it. In the Quran, for example, in Surah Muzammil, sleeping patterns are explained. So, who knows us best? Who knows our nature best? Allah knows. That's why there are verses in the Quran on this subject and hadith. I'll share them with you now. In the 23rd verse of Surah Rum, Allah states, and of his signs is your sleep by night and day, and your seeking of his bounty. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who listen. In the 9th and 10th verses of Surah An-Naba, it states, and made your sleep a means for rest, and made the night as clothing. That's what our Lord says. When we look at the hadith, our Prophet says a warning. Our Prophet said, the things I fear most about my ummah, tying a belly button, sleeping too much, laziness, and lack of certainty, belief. This is what our Prophet feared the most about you, me, and all our friends here. I'm saying this to take it in. It is greed, too much sleep, laziness, and a weak faith. Our Prophet says, O Allah, bless my nation in their early mornings. That is what they do early in the morning. He said that prayer. Morning sleep is an obstacle for sustenance, he says. So how should our sleep be? There are some methods other than the recommended nap, which is against the sunnah. So what is the conclusion? First of all, sleeping enough, not too much nor too little. If we can sleep, especially between 2300 hours and 200 hours, we sleep productively. And do so in a place with a lot of oxygen, if possible. Of course, that's if we have a chance to choose this. There are three types of sleep during the day. It starts with the Dhuha time, friends, and it continues until a little after the Zohar prayer. The sleep in between is called Kailula. It increases the people's worldly and divine productivity. And this sleep, friends, is the reason for the increase in lifespan and sustenance, because half an hour turns into 1.5 hours, and you can see the effects immediately. Scientifically, it is known as a siesta in Europe or in other foreign countries. There is also Failula, but that doesn't comply with the sunnah of our Prophet. It is from afternoon to sunset. There is Gailula. This also doesn't comply with the sunnah and takes place during the period from Fajr until after sunrise. Unfortunately, nowadays, people are accustomed to going to bed late. Am I going to go to bed early? I can't go to bed at that time. Of course you can, no problem. But if you want to live a longer, more productive life, and if you don't want to be like a zombie when you wake up, then an essential part of your life is already gone. We mention an example of a life that spans 60 years. We actually live something like 34 years. If you want to use it productively, both secularly and heavenly, you need to have a routine. It is not like you will sleep 3 hours less or anything. You will make some changes to your current sleeping pattern and you can sleep for 7 hours. It's a very satisfying sleep. You can sleep for 6 hours and it will be very productive. It will result in both prolonging your life and gaining your afterlife. So it will bring you many things. Think about it. When we moralize with this prophetic method, it is 6 years longer than each person's life. It will be an excellent sunnah for us to revive as an ummah, be more efficient, and work better. Also, to lay on our right side. Read Sunnah Falak, Nas, Ayat al-Kursi, and then go to sleep. Reading books on religious and Islamic subjects just before going to sleep will be useful because it affects your dreams. That is because people sometimes have horrible dreams. It is almost as if they are getting psychologically tired in their sleep. Therefore, before going to sleep, it will be more helpful to read books. That will refresh your mind and benefit your world. May Allah be with all of you.